Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Carla Wynix, and I welcome you to Life with Purpose. Love keeps lifting me higher. And love, what is love? I guess the better question is, who is love? And Scripture tells us, the Bible tells us, that God is love. And it is God who keeps us, God who holds us, and indeed God who lifts us up higher for his good, for his purpose. And that's what we are here about today, life with purpose. And again, my name is Carla Y. Nix, and you may know me from the Passion for Life show, which this is simply a continuation of Passion for Life. I just changed the name because it is a continuation of where I'm going and what I'm seeing in my own life and what I want to express to you and to empower you and to encourage you and to uplift you to know that you can live every day on purpose so you can live your life with purpose. Well, this is like a revamping of the show. And it's been probably a good 2-3 years, maybe 2 or 3 years since I've done broadcast, and so I'm a little rusty, and I'm getting used to some new tools. I see that Blog Talk has upgraded, so it's a little different for me, and I'm on a new system, so I'm learning it all again. I'm relearning, and one thing I always say, never stop learning. So I can figure it out. I'm no dummy. I can figure it out. It just may take me a minute, but I can do so. Well, this is going to be, in my mind, a short show, because you know I can talk for an hour, and I don't want to do that though. It doesn't really have to take that long to get a point across and to help everyone. But it depends on you. If you want to be a part of the show, I encourage you actually. Please, I would love if you would call in. You can call in to simply listen or call in. And if you want to ask a question or say hello or whatever, you can do that as well. And the phone number to call in is 516-418-5949. That's 516-418-5949. I would love to hear from you and just to say hello. This particular show, I've named it exactly what is freedom. What does freedom mean? And if you see in a small caption, I have, I'm a free woman. And let me tell you where the thought first came from. Not long ago, a few weeks ago, maybe, I don't know why, but my daughter Anaya and I, we were looking up the meanings of names, and you know I'm very big on what something means, on the origin of something, and as she knows what her name means. She's our last child, and we wanted her name to really have great significance, and it's a biblical name actually. It's from the Bible, and I got it from the Bible Dictionary. That's how I learned about it. But the name is in the Bible. It's actually. Her name could be a boy or girl name. The person who had it in the Bible was a man, but he was during the time of Nehemiah, and unfortunately he was one of the ones who was used to send a message to Nehemiah to try to get him down from building the temple. However, I like the meaning of the name, and I really believe that the way the person carries himself, that's how the name should be carried, and her name is Anaya. And it's Hebrew, and it means God has answered. And I for whatever reason, I began to look up my own name, and I thought it was so odd because again, I like words and I like names and I like what they mean, but I never looked up the meaning of my own name. I never looked up. All I knew is I was named after a hurricane. But what does Carla mean? And I looked it up, and it's the feminine form of, you would think, Carlos. So I thought it was. I thought it was of Hispanic nature or whatever, and the feminine form of Carlos. But no, it's actually the feminine form of Charles. And That's Charles, Charles, and I believe it's German, if I remember correctly. I didn't get stuck on that too much. But Charles means free man, free, F-R-E-E, free man. And so for Carla, it means free woman. And I'm like, yes, I like that because indeed I am a free woman. I am a free woman. Now, that's something I would not have felt or known or even embraced some years ago because I never really understood the full concept of free. I know that we're not slaves. In that regard, I'm free. I'm free to live a life in this country as I want to live for the most part. I understand that basic sense of freedom, but I didn't really fully understand what it means to be free. I am a free woman. It doesn't mean that I'm unmarried and I'm free to date and just be wild or whatever, because that's not true at all. I'm a married woman. However, I'm still a free woman. Being married, on the other hand, doesn't mean I'm a ball and chain or that I'm tied up, I'm locked down, or that I'm a slave. It means still that I am an individual in this partnership, in this marriage. My husband loves me as a person. We're together. We are Mr. and Mrs. Nix, but apart, he fell in love with Carla. Carla, who is the individual and who is the free agent. The free agent. There it goes again. You know, as Christians, we are free agents. Even within God, even within the body of Christ, even under salvation, even under grace, even in God's family, we are still free. Now, you may be saying that, oh, but they have so many rules, and I don't want to be a Christian because you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, you may think that that's too many regulations, and you're not free to do what you want to do. You may feel that if as long as you're not in Christ or as long as you're not in the church, you're free to do what you want to do. Just live like you want to live. Well, that may be true basically or on the surface, but it is actually your real freedom comes from being in Christ, because as long as you're outside of Christ, you are a slave to sin. You are bound and you are tied and you are buckled down and you're chained to sin. And sin is heaviness and darkness, and it will weigh you down. In fact, sin will kill you. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And that's freedom to know that we're going to be eternally free in him. We're going to have everlasting life in him. And we're going to have real life, qualitative life. We're going to have a good life with him. As long as you're in sin, as long as you're outside of Christ, you're not going to have that. You're going to have eternal damnation. You're going to have eternal pain, eternal misery, eternal grief. So freedom, again, is within the body of Christ. So, yes, I am a free woman. I'm free to live a life for him. I'm free to enjoy all of the benefits that comes with being a child of God. There are benefits. There's benefits to obedience. When we are obedient to him, there are blessings that follow. And these are for those who are in him. So we're free to have that. We're free. And another thing that's free, that's totally free, something that that's open to all of us and is free for us, is salvation. Salvation is free. We don't have, there's nothing that we could do to earn it. We can't purchase it. We can't bargain for it. You know, we can't do none of that. He's already handed it to us. It's ours. All we have to do is say, I want it. I want to be free. I want to be saved. I want to believe. I want to accept your gift. That's freedom. That's freedom. But there's even beyond that. There's another freedom that I want to talk about. But first, I want to allude back to the song that I opened up with. And I think that's going to be my theme song. If not that particular one, it's going to be something along those lines. And that's one of my favorite songs by Fantasia, which was her first song, her first recording. And it's I Believe, you know, the world says, show me and I'll believe. But when we're in Christ, or the believer will say, I believe and then I'll see it. The world says, show me and then I'll believe. If something is shown to you, if you see it, if you can touch it, why do you need to believe? It's there. But real faith and real belief is when you believe when you don't see. When you can't see it, you don't know it, but you know. But you know that you know that you know that it can happen, or whatever it is that the focus of your belief is. But I want to encourage you today to believe, number one, in God. Believe in his love. Believe in his power. Believe in his ability to save you. Believe in his ability for salvation. It's already yours. You're free. It's open for you. You're open to receive it. Okay? Now, secondly, believe that he created you. He made you specifically with a specific purpose in mind. Jeremiah 29:11, many of you probably know it because people say it all the time, but you really need to really, really need to understand it. He said, I know the plans I have for you. He's already written the plan. If you're like me, see me, I like to have a plan A, a plan B. I like to have structure. I like to know where I'm going. I like to know what I'm doing. I like to know what's the next step. You know, but in Christ, we can't always see that. When he told Abraham, to leave your family and go, and I will show you where to go. He didn't tell him where he was going, but he told him to go. Abraham had to believe that God was going to lead him and lead him right for him to follow, for him to be obedient. He had to believe it, and he believed it without seeing it. You see where I'm going? He trusted that God was going to lead him. He didn't know where he was going. And he probably, I'm sure he didn't understand it. Why did God leave my family? You know, that would be us. We'd be arguing. Argue, I can't leave my family. Why, you know, don't argue and believe. And most of the times when we have to believe something, it seems like it's against all odds. It seems like it's just crazy, like it's just ludicrous. How you going to believe this? How that's going to work out? This can't, you know, a person may say, you know that 1 + 1 = 2. You know that 1 + 1 = 3. But if you believe, and if that's what is necessary, it's going to be 3. You just have to believe it. You might not see it. You may not understand it. It may not make sense. It don't make good mathematical sense. But regardless, that's what you believe. If that's what God is telling you, that's what you believe. And you have to see it with your mind's eye. Once you believe something, you got to believe first, and then you can see it. Then you can see it. You got to see it in your mind. You have to know. You have to trust without actually tangibly touching it, without visibly seeing it. You have to see. You have to have vision, although you can't see. That sounds crazy, but it works. It's a formula. It works. You have to believe. You have to have vision. And you have to have vision even when you can't see. Okay? All of this is what makes us free. This is all part of our freedom. Okay, I want you to remember I said I want you to believe in God. I want you to believe that he has a plan for you, that he has your life already written out, designed. And actually for you, you're living it, but it's a replay for him because it's already happened. It already is. The things that you're worried about, the things that you're concerned about, he's already worked it out. It's already done. You may not see how it's going to work out, but he don't have to worry. He's not. God is not standing there scratching his head, wondering and worried about how he's going to fix your problem. He is not concerned at all. He don't even have to think about it because it's already done. But you have to believe that. You have to believe it. And I want you to also believe in yourself. Now, some people cringe with that. They cringe when you talk about self-confidence. But you need to understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying believe that you can do things on your own. I want you to believe that God can make things happen through you. God can make things happen for you. God can use you and do incredible things through you. But you have to believe that you is you. Don't feel, oh, it's just me. I'm not worth anything. Why would he use me? What can he do through me? How can I do this? Who am I? I'm just nothing. Don't ever believe you're just nothing, because if you believe that, then you think that God just made nothing. No, God made you with thought, with consideration, with intention. He made you specifically. You're like nobody else. You're an intricate being. Even if you have a twin, you are still individual. You have a different mind. You have a different personality. You're made up differently. You are individual. And you have to believe that God took that much concern in you. Okay? He built you with purpose. He built you for a reason. You're here for a reason. You're no accident. You're no happenstance. You're no afterthought. You were actually when God said, "Let us make," and when He thought about it, when He spoke about it, is what I'm trying to say. You were already in the mix. You were there in creation when you already existed. You were there. You just were not manifested yet. But you were there, and God is omnipotent, meaning he's all-powerful. Infinite means forever. He just goes on and on. He always existed. So you're not a newfangled thing. You're not like, ooh, here she is. You know, let me think about how I'm going to make him, how I'm going to make her. You were already designed. And what the scriptures say, for he formed you in your mother's womb. He knew you. Even before he formed you. So you already was. You have to believe that. You have to believe that you can do whatever you set out to do. You have to believe that the things that he has put before you, that you're capable of doing it. But you have to believe. And you know what? You may have a dream inside of you. Everybody does. I don't care what they say. They do. You have a dream inside of you, something you want to do, something you wish you could do, something you may not be able to reach right now, but you want to do it. But you have to believe that it can happen. You have to believe that God's going to bring it to pass. You have to believe that all things are possible with God. That's what the Bible tells us, that all things are possible. In fact, it says, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So no matter how it looks in the real sense, no matter what you see, you know, you may see all the impossibilities, but with God, all things are possible. But you have to believe that. Can you believe that today? Can you believe that? Okay, we just have a few minutes left, but if you want to call, please call in and give me a shout-out. Again, the number is 516-418-5949, 516-418-5949, and I'm Carla Y. Nix, and this is Life with Purpose, and you have to believe that you can live your life on purpose. You don't have to be living a hit-and-miss lifestyle. You can live with intention. Intention, think about it. Why are you here? Are you just here to float around, to just go through life, to go from paycheck to paycheck, payday to payday, job to job? You're just here to survive? You're just here to get along? You're here for a reason. Are you about your Father's business? Are you doing what he wants you to do? Are you doing what he designed for you to do? Are you doing everything that's put inside of you? I remember reading a book many years ago. It was one of my first books by the late Dr. Miles Monroe. And he stated that the graveyard is full of good intentions. The graveyard is full of talent. Unused talent, unused skills, unused gifts, because people have died without working to their full potential. People have died without using what God has given them. People have died sitting on their talents. People have died doing nothing, not doing what they were supposed to do. They just solely existed in life. Life is not made to just be endured. Life is made to be lived and lived with purpose and lived on purpose and lived with the mindset that you got to be about your Father's business. You have a job to do. Why do he have you here? Who will he have you to bless? You're a blessing, somebody. Somebody needs you. Somebody else told me one time, don't let the world go without your talent. Don't let the world go without your gift, because you are shortchanging the world when you don't use what God has given you. You're shortchanging the world. He gave it to you to be a blessing to others. He didn't just give it to you for you to have and say, oh, look what I could do. I can sing. You know, so what? A lot of people can sing. But use that. He chose you. Nobody has your personality. Nobody has your style. Nobody has your spirit. Nobody has your what's inside of you, what you believe. Nobody has that. You can express that. But don't shortchange the world by keeping it to yourself and not using it fully like you should. Be obedient. Be grateful. And again, by all means, believe. Believe in God. Believe in his salvation, what he has provided for you. And believe the design, the purpose that he has already etched out for you. And if you don't know what it is, it's okay. You're not unusual. A lot of people don't know what their purpose is. Like I said, people die without realizing it. But you can find out. You know how? You can pray and ask God to reveal to you what your purpose is, because you got to go to the Creator. He created you. He made you. I can't tell you what your purpose is. I might can help you discover it. I may help you to look to it. But if you do want to talk about that with me, feel free to go to my website at carlaynix.weebly.com. That's Carla, C-A-R-L-A, Y, the middle initial Y, Nix, N-I-X, Carla Y, Nix, .weebly, which is W-E-E-B-L-Y.com. And you'll see a contact form, how you can contact me. Please feel free to write me. Also, you can buy, I have a, God bless me with being a co-author, contributing author for a book called 22 Keys, 22 Wisdom Keys, and it's a reflection of a modern day Proverbs 31 wife, which is me, and is other women who have written the book, in the book as well. But you can buy the book there. It's only $11 on the website. But I want you to go and look at it and see what it's about. And I will be honored if you would purchase it. Part of the proceeds of any money that I'm receiving, it is going to charity. It is going to help children go to school. It's going to a scholarship fund. An annual scholarship that we do through the Minister's Wives of Capaya County Ministerial Alliance. I'm putting it into the scholarship fund so that children can go to school, have a blessing to go to school. What better is to help our children? So you will be helping as well. So what you do is going to go further. It's not going to line my pockets. It's going to help somebody else. So I thank you, and I hope that you join me next time. Please look out for the announcements for Life with Purpose. God bless you. Again, this is Carla Y. Nix.